I want to remind y'all, it is the 4th of July, so please, please take precautions with your pets, particularly with your dogs. Keep them restrained. Even better, keep them contained, because so many dogs will bolt if they hear the fireworks, and a leash is sometimes, or a chain is just not good enough, because as I've said many times, those neck muscles are so strong, and when they're frightened, they jerk and they can break those leashes or those chains in a heartbeat. They take off, and then there's heartbreak, there's worry, and you will see Facebook flooded with lost and found dogs. We get them in here at the station by, oh my gosh, in such large numbers, and I just hate to see that, being an animal lover the way that I am. And I've lost dogs before, not because of 4th of July, but because my Bobo, my St. Bernard, one time went missing, and it was several weeks before we found him. Thanks to WCRC, believe it or not, they actually announced it for me, and a kind lady had him, and they really hated to give him up, but they knew how much I loved him, and so we found him, thank heaven. And so I know the heartbreak of losing a dog, and I hate to see this happen because of fireworks. And also, if you have a veteran living in your neighborhood, please be considerate of that, because fireworks are very difficult for some veterans to hear. So please remember that. So on that note, speaking of the veterans, if you see a veteran or someone currently serving in the military, please, especially today, take the opportunity to tell them how much you appreciate them, because folks, freedom is not free. There have been so many sacrifices made to keep us free in the United States, and we may not be in the best shape that we've ever been in right now, but we're still the greatest nation on earth, and that is thanks to our soldiers and our veterans. And also, thank your law enforcement, your firefighters, your EMS, and first responders for keeping us safe close to home. But these veterans and these soldiers, we owe so very much to them. That being said, very special song to me to honor our veterans and our military as I close out my show here on the 4th of July. God bless our soldiers and our military, and God bless America.
I am a small and precious child. My dad's been sent to fight. The only place I'll see his face is in my dreams at night.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom.
You will be gone too many days for my young mind to be tracked. I may be sad, but I am proud. My daddy's got your back.
And I'm proud to be an American. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
I'm a caring mother. My son has gone to war. My mind is filled with worries that I've never known before. Every day I try to keep my thoughts from turning black. I may be scared, but I am proud. My son has got
from
your back.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee.
I am a strong and loving wife with a husband who had to go. There are times I'm terrified in a way most never known.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American.
I bite my lip and force a smile as I watch my husband pack. My heart may break, but I am proud. My husband's got your back.
I'm proud to be an American.
I'm a soldier, serving proudly, standing tall. I fight for freedom, yours and mine, by answering this call. I do my job while knowing the thanks it sometimes lacks. Say a prayer that I'll come home. It's me who's got your back.
Proud to be an American.
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
My daddy's got your back.
My son has got your back.
My husband's got your